Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this, the military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine, pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers.
Ready to go.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Jack from Network Failure Podcast. What's up, Jack?
What's going on, Fox? How you doing, brother?
Good. Tony Cody set this.
They have no resilience for a reason. If they don't get what they want, they tantrum.
Yeah, man. You know, it's that they wasn't raised. These younger kids haven't been raised right. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah. Parents letting the kids do whatever they want and giving them whatever they want because they scream and cry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right. I got a clip here I'm gonna share with you. I just thought this was interesting. I don't know if you're into this, Jack, but I'm you said you moved away from the city.
New York.
You're in
Long Island, New York.
Okay, close enough.
Suburbs.
So yeah. you're in Pennsylvania, a little bit farther out now. And every time I move farther away from the city, I wish I would have moved a little bit farther. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So
I
that's
think
what
the farther the better.
Check this dude out. Now he is totally off grid.
You hitchhike with bare feet?
In the summertime, yes, but not in winter times. It's not healthy to go barefoot in the wintertime.
No driver's license, no identification. What about social security card?
I don't have one. No, I my parents did establish a social security number for me, like, and the card said not valid unless signed, so I never signed it. And then I studied the issue, and I decided to revoke my social security number.
So in a way, you don't exist.
Yeah, and I had a birth certificate, but there was a flood and it washed away, so I don't have that either. I don't exist in the eyes of the government, but I do exist in the lives of people that know me and my father in heaven.
So you got to come out of the house if someone calls.
Yep.
So why do you have the phone out of the house? A distraction?
Yeah. If I'm studying my Bible or something, I don't want to be interrupted. I come out here to check messages, and when it's convenient for me on my schedule, I come, and then I'm going.
This is how you get your water?
Yes. I've got a little gutter on the back of this shed here, and just filled up this rain barrel, and then I just dip it out.
No filter?
Mm-mm, no.
Do you ever read, Titus?
Yes, I like to read my Bible, and I like to read history.
You hitchhike with bare feet?
Right. In the summertime, yes, but not in the winter times. It's not healthy to go barefoot in the winter time.
All right. What'd you think of that?
That's the way to do it, man.
I know, man.
Disconnect.
Right.
Disconnect. You know, I've always been interested in the whole state nationalism thing, and it just seems so complicated to get into all the filing and paperwork that you have to run through to absolve your citizenship, and you got to kind of relinquish your license and this and that. But it must be so freeing not being part of the corporation.
Yeah, to begin with. I mean, let's face it. These elites, man, their kids don't. They got their own doctors that live on the premises. They're not born in the hospital. They don't have a birth certificate. They don't have a social security number. Why do they need it? They're just going to take over the family business, right? None of these people do that shit.
They don't need anything.
No.
You know, and now we've got these new elites, these illegal elites that are coming in And they're all the same exact thing. They're undocumented and they're getting all of the benefits. You know, they're at the dynamic other end of the spectrum, obviously, but
right.
You know, it's kind of funny that you know, the illegals and the elites are both getting it the same way. You know, nobody's got to worry about having a license. You don't have to worry about paying for car insurance, any of that shit. It's all taken care of. Like, I was reading something my wife forwarded over to me, and it had something to do with New York's, their congestion tax. And they're making, like, drivers in New York pay an extra $9 a day to operate in New York City to kind of get people to drive less and use public transportation more. So in the summertime in the Hamptons, to restrict their congestion, which, like, in the Hamptons, it gets really, really bad because there's, like, one road in, one road out, and you have everybody from the city is coming out to party for the summertime. And then you got the locals that live there all year long that get annoyed as fuck from May to September. So what they've done is they have swarms of drones now that they're going to be setting up in May that are going to be tagging your car and your license plate and determining the value of your car, who owns it. And with that determination, they're going to figure out how much you're going to pay per day to be in the Hamptons.
Whoa, that's now, fucking crazy.
Yeah. So if your car is like up to 60 grand, I think it's like $5 a day. If your car is 100 grand, it's like $50 a day. If it's 100 grand to 250 grand, it's $200 a day. If it's 250 grand to, like, I think it's 350 grand, it's $1,000 a day. And if your car's worth more than $350,000, then it's free. Then you're so rich, you don't have to pay. Because you're obviously giving donations to the county, and you're paying off all the right people.
So the Hamptons is a rich area to begin with, right?
Yeah, in the summertime, it's more of like a rich beach community, but it's got locals there that live there all year long, and they pay crazy amount of property taxes and rent and mortgages for places that would be valued, like, you say, like, something that would be valued at like 250 grand anywhere else would be, you know, $1 million, $1.5 million in the Hamptons, just to be there, just so you're there in the summertime. And we're talking like bungalows and shit.
Is that like on the water then?
Yeah, it's right on the water.
Okay.
Very, very close to the beach.
Yeah, I get it.
They all got their mansion set up out there. Jerry Seinfeld, P. Diddy. who else?
I don't think Diddy's coming back to his place.
No, I don't think he'll be back. Steven Spielberg, all the pedophiles, they all frequent the Hamptons. So who knows? A lot of them are moving out of looks like they're moving out of the States.
Yeah. So
I see Ellen DeGeneres. She took off. She moved to the UK. And everybody acts like if these celebrities leave, like anybody's gonna give a fuck.
Right. Happy trails, bitch.
Get the fuck out. Leave. Take a couple illegals with you.
Right.
You know, you like them, take them. But they're not gonna go and do anything like that.
No.
That would be silly. That would be like dropping them off at Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Remember when they dropped them off in Martha's Vineyard and then they cleared them out in like a day?
They're like, yeah, man.
They're not staying here. But like, yeah, but you were the one that asked for this.
Yeah, they're fucking hypocrites, bro.
They are. I love those reels where they go up to the door. And they have like a questionnaire and they're like, oh, how do you feel about illegal immigration? And how do you feel about funding this and funding that? Everybody's, oh yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all bleeding heart liberal, this and that. And they get to the end, they're like, okay. And then up pulls a van and like four or five illegals come out with their luggage ready to go sleep over. And they're like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, well, they're going to stay with you.
Right.
No, no, please. No, we don't want them. So yeah, they're hypocrites. When you tell them to put the money where their mouth is, they definitely cannot do so.
Right. So we're all engaged in World War III now.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that World War III is like nukes and shit, but when you got all the powers of the world going at each other, that's fucking World War III. I don't care what nobody says. And that missile system that Russia just shot off, it was basically a warning.
Yep.
Saying like, look, you can't deal with what we got. And everybody, I heard they were having meetings about that shit. I heard, I don't know if this is true, but Alex Jones was saying today yesterday, he was saying that Trump was having Zoom meetings with Zelensky and Putin and NATO and shit. But I don't know how true that is, you know.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. But we also got, I think, 2 weeks previous, the Washington Post reported that Trump was talking to Putin and Zelensky, and it turned out that he didn't speak to anybody. So like you said, like, we don't really know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
I've been seeing, like, Alex Jones has been saying that he's having secret meetings with NATO, too. This guy, what's his name? NATO Chief Butte.
Yeah.
And he traveled to Mar-a-Lago, and everyone's like, yeah, it's a secret meeting to end the war. And it could very well just be he's going over there asking for support, you know, from Trump's second administration, saying like, listen, are you going to support this war or not? Because I haven't heard Trump saying anything about backing out of NATO.
Right.
I know he's looking to put somebody new in that like NATO seat.
Right.
Whatever our, I don't know what the title is.
Yeah, the director of some shit.
Yeah, like director of NATO or whatever it is. I gotta mention that I do not know everything. Right. I know a whole lot about nothing.
Same here, man. I'm not an expert.
I'm not an expert on anything. So I want to make that abundantly clear. Do not want to misrepresent myself. I'm just a regular old guy with a regular old brain.
Don't worry. I put a disclaimer out at the beginning of every show.
Word up.
You know?
Yeah. So like this guy could very well be like going over there asking for support. You know, Trump could be, you know, he doesn't have much power now. There's not really much he can do.
Nah, he can actually.
You know, he could talk to them. He could tell them to all chill out. He could tell them like, you know, just try to hold off until the 20th. Yeah. And tell everybody to try to get along for a little while. But, you know, something that's happening right now with Biden having, where there's, you know, there's no repercussions for what he's doing right now. When you're a president that you know on your way out, this guy is, he's sabotaging the next administration. Flagrantly in front of everybody without trying to hide anything. He's right. Trying to make the next administration have so much work to deal with. And that should be immediate grounds to being thrown out of office.
Right.
And
who does that on the way out? It's like,
it's insane, dude.
And that's, with that being said, like, Putin knows that Trump is coming in. I think that's why he's holding back. Like, he's like, all right, I only got a little over a month here. fuck yep. these people, and then we're going to get shit straightened out. You know what I mean? But
I mean, look at all the cheering that everybody did when they found out that Trump won. You know, it was like the whole world cheered because everybody knew that, you know, things were going to kind of get back to normal.
Right.
Now, do I think that everything's going to get great and turn around for the best? You know, looking at his cabinet picks, I'm kind of disappointed, but it's not shocking either.
Yeah. Because, especially Rubio, Trump. Man. It's like, what the fuck is that about?
That's a weird one.
I've heard theories that he did it just so he could lose his seat and then fire him, but
that's what I was saying.
Who knows, man?
I was saying that to Tony the other day. I was like, you know, it would be nice if they just did it to bump him out of his seat and right. they'll clear the seat, because we definitely need more people in the Senate.
Right.
You know, it would be nice if they stuck Gates in the Senate, but I guess they have better plans for him.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing some kind of a advisory role on still hunting people down that are, I guess, the rogue bureaucrats. Something like that. But supposedly him and Trump have a big surprise, and I don't know if we've seen it yet.
All right, we're back. Shit. All right, where was we at? Talking about World War III.
Yes, yes. Did you see that psychopath Biden, he has approved anti-personnel landmines for Ukraine? So that's some fun stuff right there. So all the stuff that he said he wasn't going to do, it's turning out in the last 2 months he's doing all those things.
See, man, that always winds up, that's going to fuck up little kids and shit in the future. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so know, like, shit like this can go down. What's the point of having laws?
Right, right. It's laws for me, but not for them.
Yeah. You know, when they're doing it on this, like, right, they're doing it right in front of you, but because it's on a presidential level, it's totally okay.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Speaking of, I don't want to get sidetracked. We got to come back to World War III. But speaking of the rules for me and not for thee, I got a little something here that I found pretty funny. They just, a senator just audited the IRS. And I better have it in here. I'm going to be fucking pissed. But she just audited the IRS and found that they haven't been paying their taxes. Like the staff at the IRS, to the tune of like $50 million.
Oh, is that all?
And if you go government-wide, it's something like $150 million. Wait. Government-wide number is over $1.5 billion. So the government doesn't pay their taxes. The fucking IRS don't pay their taxes. We are the only dumb fucks that pay our taxes.
Right.
And that's coming from Vivek Ramaswamy. So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty funny. I was talking to my wife about that shit this morning.
Well, did you hear about when Trump was talking about doing away with federal taxes?
Man, I really want that to happen so bad, but I think that's like catching a unicorn. Like,
right. But I mean,
are we just so used to having that ball and chain on our ankle that we think that it's impossible? Or we like the elephant where the fucking, the chain gets taken off and we still can't walk away from the post.
Right. But I mean, yeah, the tariffs are going to make everything more expensive. Well, just buy American, you know? And now you got 30% more of your fucking expensive check every week, right?
You have more money in your check, so that's going to offset what the what the product goes up, if the product goes up at all. But you could have where, you know, if we're putting tariffs on you, you can't raise it, so we have to pay the fucking tariff, because then what is the point of that?
No, that's how the corporations work, bro, man. Like, they're going to pass that shit right on to the consumer. There ain't no two ways about that, you know?
Yeah, we're going to feel some of it.
But you just got to buy American.
It's also going to be like...
It's going to be a little more expensive.
You know, you vote with your wallet.
Right.
You know, if they're really fucking you, if they're really going to, you know, they're going to mark it up 200%, 300%, it's like, all right, well, maybe I don't need that crock pot this year.
Right.
Maybe I'm going to, you know, maybe I'm going to buy Hamilton Beach this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a blender.
I mean, the only thing we really need to buy is food. And most of that shit's coming from America anyway. So, hey, I'm going to hold him to that shit. I want to understand why he ain't doing it if he don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good possibility to loosen the stranglehold on, you know, on the little guy.
Yeah, and then he talked about abolishing the intelligence agencies.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Maybe getting trimmed down, but I think they're always going to stick around.
Right.
You know, the funny thing is I haven't heard him mention once about removing that little thing that went through a few weeks ago about the DOD making it legal for the military to use lethal force on citizens. He hasn't mentioned about reversing that. He's mentioned on using the military to round up illegals and do mass deportations and stop and frisks and whatnot, but he still hasn't pulled, like, said anything about that. And I want to hear him say, like, listen, this is going to be the first thing to go, because there's no reason why the military should be firing on citizens.
Right.
You know, it's kind of weird. You know, the Democrats went and put that out there, and then they immediately turned it on Trump, and they were like, he's going to use the military to round up the illegals, and then they're going to use lethal force to kill citizens. And it's like, you guys were the ones that put that into action.
Right.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
Or like when they say he's going to start World War III. Well, they're starting World War III right now, and they're leaving it up to him to fucking, you know, make peace. Yeah. They're fucking hypocrites, man. It's bullshit.
Crazy. It's either crazy or it's some really well-written shit, man. Really, really well-written long game shit where they're like, we're gonna fuck this country for a few years, then we're gonna steal the election from you. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. All right, and you're not gonna want to be in that seat, because it's gonna be all led by Democrats, and then you're gonna win 2024, and you're gonna get to do all this change. But we're going to pack your cabinet with 100% Zionists. Oh, that'll be good. Yeah, we like that.
That's the other thing.
We'll go lick the wall together.
So
I don't like that.
He says he wants to end the war with Russia and Ukraine on day one. But
I'd like to see that too. But
no,
does that mean he's going to start the war with Iran?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he bends over backwards for Netanyahu and Israel. I don't fucking understand that. Like, that's not our fucking problem. They want to bring it back to religion. Yeah, I don't even know if that's the fucking Israel from the Bible or not. It was established in what, 1943?
Yeah, those are not the people of Israel. Those are Khazarians. Those are Ashkenazi Jews. They're not the Hebrews that were the people of God of the Bible. The Arabs, dark skinned, those were like not the Arabs, but the Hebrews were more dark skinned and
you mean like the Palestinians?
More more like the Palestinians.
Yeah, the ones they're fucking, you know, killing.
The Palestinians have more blood ties to Hebrew blood than these Ashkenazis do. But they, you know, they kind of hijack the religion to take that land.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and to make themselves victims during the Holocaust and, you know, take that shit. I actually, do I have it in here? I'm going to find it, though. But,
yeah, Julio talks a lot of shit about Jews and stuff. I don't, you say you listened to a couple of episodes?
Yeah.
Well,
and let me make it clear. I have no problem with Jews. I have no problem with people of the Jewish faith. I have a problem with Israel. I have a problem with Zionists.
That's what I was going to say.
The state of Israel. It's these imposters. It's not the rabbi. It's not the little kid with the yarmulke. But right. It's the people that look at us, the rest of us, and they think that we should be treated as bugs. We're livestock. We're here to do their bidding, and we are only here to do the dirty work, and we could be thrown away at any time.
Yeah, it's not the Jews. It's the Zionists. It's a whole fucking movement. It's not even really a religion. It's just like a fucking a movement. I don't know what you would call it.
It's a movement. Exactly what I would call it.
I think I got something on that. If you want to hear it.
Yeah, go for it.
Just a clip.
Let's see if it's the same clip that I'm about to play. That would be great.
No, in that ain't
Washington, D.C.
Nope. Hold up. Maybe this one.
Albert Pike said this about Freemasonry in this very book. He says that Freemasonry is based almost totally on the Kabbalah.
Yes.
Jewish magic.
Yes.
And many Jewish rabbis have admitted this, and they say that in all of the rituals of Freemasonry, you will find the Kabbalah, the system of magic of the Jews. For example, the 30th degree of Freemasonry is the Knights of Kadosh.
Yes.
And it involves skulls and black robes and a knight laying in a coffin speaking from the dead.
Yes.
And all of this turning to the god of the underworld, the gods of the underworld, is all related to Jewish Kabbalah because they believe in necromancy, yes, communication with the dead. And they believe that in the last days, a Kabbalistic master will come upon the earth, and there will be a Jewish utopia, a new world order of the Jews. But they must go along with what are called the Noahide laws and be good Gentiles and go along with Kabbalah. And if they recognize that the Holy Spirit is the serpent. And by the way, that's also taught in the 32nd degree of Freemasonry, that is the serpent is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And he is going to encircle the earth. Albert Pike said this about Freemasonry in this verse.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I almost got involved with the Freemasons here recently.
Yeah.
I was just fucking curious, and this old dude came and met with me, and we were talking about the rules and shit, and he was talking about how it goes all the way back to Solomon's Temple and shit. So that shit's been around for a long time, and then I don't know. Are you religious?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Christian.
Okay, so I brought up Tubal Cain, which was supposedly the first Mason. And he's like, yeah, he was the first Mason. And so it's weird, man. They've got history that we don't know about. You know what I mean? And it just got kind of weird. And then I've talked a lot of shit about Freemasons on this podcast over the past couple years, and I was thinking, like, okay, somebody's gonna get a hold of this, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't continue with this shit. But then I kept changing my mind. I still haven't decided. I texted him earlier today and I told him, like, hey man, I'm sorry I didn't show up at the last one, but I'm kind of undecided right now. So I don't know. I just want to see what it's about.
It's definitely interesting stuff. Seems like a lot of work to get to, you know, if you want to get to their real secrets.
You're right.
Seems like you're gonna have to stick it out for a while. You're gonna have to go on the website, get the nice robe and everything, and the special sash or whatever.
I feel like in the end, I feel like if you really want to cross over, you got to compromise your integrity, which I'm not going to do. So I don't know if I want to waste my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I try not to myself, in my opinion, I try not to take any power or credit away from God. You know, I give credit to God first every day for everything that happens.
Right. Same.
Because without God, none of us would be here right now.
True.
You know, this is all part of a plan, and unfortunately, are we in Revelation and, you know, ready to see the end, or, you know, how much longer do we got? Eventually it's gonna end.
Right.
You know, who knows what goes down if this whole Iran shit goes down, and then Trump helps them out with this whole Third Temple thing, and they get their Armageddon going.
Yeah. But that's the other thing, man. I think some of these darker forces, if you will, they're trying to push Revelation. You know, they're trying to push, you know, I don't know, man. I feel like the whole thing is spiritual warfare.
Yeah, that's what I feel Israel's doing as well with Iran, is trying to, is to get their Armageddon started.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we've already got ours. Our ball's already rolling.
Yeah.
You know, for a while I was looking at Trump like he could be the Antichrist, because
me too.
You know, you got to look at the guy. He's so well loved. He's charismatic. You know, he's coming through. He's probably going to stop a world war. He's probably going to stop the war between Iran and Israel and that whole Middle East thing, but only after Israel gets what they want. Because, you know, like I was saying, looking at his cabinet, Israel is the only reason why Trump is the president of the United States right now. I think that that they gave him the win.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fucking landslide. I mean, it was fucking crazy. Compared to 2020, I really couldn't. I was dumbfounded by the way it turned out. But I think people are just sick and tired of what we went through for the past 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, how long can you have your feet held to the fire?
Right. But yeah, with, I mean, you got Israel and Iran. He said he's going to end Russia and Ukraine on day one. But you're right. He's going to sit down and he's going to threaten them. And he's going to say, look, you know, you're going to give Israel this and that. But what's going to happen with the Gaza Strip? Because there's really nobody, there's no politicians to talk to. You know what I mean?
No. They're going to keep them out of Gaza. They're going to give it to Israel. And Israel's going to open up that canal.
Yeah, so you got all these Palestinians got nowhere to live.
They're coming here.
Right.
They're going to be coming here. They're going to be coming in as temporary. What do they call them? Temporary. They did it with like 300,000 Haitians. Temporary protected status or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which technically they're not illegals.
Obama did it with this. Obama did it with all the Somalians. He sent them all to fucking Minnesota. Yeah.
Yep. And look at what they look how they changed the demographic of that that community.
Right. They're changing the fucking state flag, dude.
Dude, it's nuts.
And
freaking nuts.
Yeah.
But that's people working together to get what they want.
Yeah.
People of a common goal working together to get what they want. Yeah. You know, and if United States citizens could do the same thing and work together, we would be unstoppable. You know, that's why they want us all like apart, worrying about this and whose pronouns are doing this. Like,
right.
There's so much stupid shit that people are arguing about.
Yeah, racism, abortion.
Just stupid.
If it ain't your fucking baby, it's none of your fucking business. Why are you standing out in the street blocking traffic about that
so
shit?
Bad, if you feel like you're going to need multiple abortions, move to a state where they're legal.
Right.
That's all. Or move to the fucking border of that state. Move closer to the border so it's not so long of a drive. But don't sit there fucking complaining.
Yeah, blocking traffic.
That you don't have the right to your body, you know? It's all human sacrifice anyway.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. They just got caught selling a bunch of fetuses. Freaking good old Planned Parenthood. I forget where.
Oh, that's been going on forever, man.
Yeah.
You know, they got...
They just got popped again.
I don't remember the name of it, but... there's some shit from fetus cells that they put in, like, some kind of dye in our food.
Yeah.
You heard about that?
Like, I think it's, like, embryonic fetal kidney cells or something.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
And they have it in, like, Doritos and...
Gatorade.
All sorts of shit that I've eaten before.
And... It's all outlawed in the European Union. I mean, that's what RFK Jr. is supposed to be cracking down on, but we'll see about that.
Yeah, I want to see all these promises followed through on.
Yeah, he talks a good game, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. They definitely all talk a good game, but, you know, it's like, it's just really weird. All of his strange cabinet picks and...
Yeah, I don't.
He's got his new Surgeon General was like really outspoken to give everybody the COVID shot and this, that, and the other thing. And apparently, like after a while, she kind of went back on it and said, you know, maybe it shouldn't be given to children. But you know, for a doctor, you could see the ethics of this doctor. You didn't do any research on this vaccine when you were okaying it. So, right. You know, why should I trust you as the Surgeon General? You exactly. Just went and you followed what Fauci said, and you told people to take something that was a weapon.
Fauci
showing
is...
that it killed like 35 million people worldwide so far, that shot.
Yeah, and all the... I don't want to get on all this COVID shit, man. We've been talking about this for 4 years now, but... The fucking flu disappeared and it turned into COVID, right?
That's all right. This year it'll turn to monkeypox.
Hey, that's the name of my monkeypox is the name of my fantasy football team.
Nice. Nice. That's definitely an awesome name, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, this whole World War III shit has got me spooked. I hope Putin can restrain himself.
Nah, he knows. He knows. It's just a matter of time.
He's got people to answer to as well. You know, he's got a whole parliament, and you got all the you know, the higher ups in Russia and the generals and this and that. I'm sure they want retaliation really bad. And, you know, who knows? Anything could really happen.
Right, you know,
brother. I just hope that he could restrain himself until Trump gets in and, you know, this thing can get put to bed finally, because, you know, we're fucking with the wrong people.
Right.
You know, they have this new weapon here, this Hazel.
I forget
what it's called in Russian.
Undefendable.
Undefendable stuff. What is this thing called in Russian?
I know it translates to Hazel. They don't like dicking around with all these you know, the American missiles are like you know, Terminator or some bullshit like that. Yeah. And they're just like, oh yeah, it's just Hazel.
Name it a lady. Just Hazel. It's just a lady or a color. You figure it out.
Yeah.
It's all good. But it's got a range of 3,700 miles. You know, what does it do? Like Mach 10, Mach 11?
Drop
18. What did we count? What did we count? Or we said it was like six warheads with another three.
Each missile had three warheads on it. So there were six of them, and they hit 18 targets, I believe.
That's crazy. It looked like an alien invasion.
Yeah.
It looked like some shit out of War of the Worlds, where it was like, where all you saw was cloud cover, and then the sky lit up, and then you saw these light streaks coming through. It looked like freaking aliens dropping out of the sky.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is they were just being nice, like, look, man, this is what we can do if we want.
They can't and they
called and gave them a 45-minute notice ahead of time. Still couldn't do shit. So why do you want to fuck around?
They could get that thing to England in like 18 minutes.
Right.
So there's no way to stop it.
Well, the one that went to Ukraine was 15 minutes, which, I mean, that's right next to him, so. But they can hit anywhere in Europe.
Some surprises.
Yeah.
Anywhere in Europe is a new target.
But, I mean, that's just the new missile system. Now, they've got older systems that can hit us if they wanted. You know, if the shit hit the fan.
There's that. There's the Poseidon drone torpedoes that could create tsunamis with nuclear warheads. And he's got submarines. I don't know if they're still over in Cuba right now. But I know when over the summertime he was putting submarines over in Cuba, over near California. And there was a lot of word going around about these, you know, these drone torpedoes that are fitted with nukes, and they set them off underwater, and they could sink the whole East Coast. You know, you set two of those off on both sides, and there goes California, and you know everything. You got Oregon, Washington, California, pretty much on the West Coast. I think that's it over there, and then you have the whole East Coast of the United States, and that's without hitting a fault line and triggering earthquakes and shit like that. You know, they've got all sorts of toys that we don't even know about.
Well, yeah, speaking of submarines, did you hear about the Chinese vessel that cut the telecommunication lines underwater?
Over in the Baltic Sea?
Yeah.
They're finding that it was a Chinese vessel that did it?
Yeah, they looked into the radar, and the only vessel that was, the time that the lines were cut, the only vessel that was over there was a Chinese vessel.
Really?
So now they're getting involved.
The last I heard, they were blaming it on Russia.
Now I heard it was China. Oh, they're in it. Yeah, they're in on it.
Either way,
it's basically BRICS versus NATO. Let's be real.
Yeah. So it's like, even if it is China, it's Russia, and even if it's Russia, it's China. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, man. You know, it's looking more and more like like it an unstoppable World War III going to happen where it's going to be harder and harder to get out of, you know, especially where they're, you know, cutting lines and shit like that. And they're turning this into, what are they calling it? Like now hybrid warfare, because now it's messing with telecommunications and it's a cyber attack.
Right.
And the Chinese love their cyber attacks. So I definitely think there's some truth to China being involved in doing it. Now, are they doing it on, you know, at the behest of Putin? Or are they doing it for themselves?
Ah, well, like I said, man, it's basically BRICS versus NATO. And that's what it's coming down to. You know, if you really... And that's what makes it hard. Like when Trump comes in, he wants to, you know, like he broke away from the Paris Climate Agreement. And I was happy about that. And I'd like to see him break away from the United Nations and all that bullshit. But
WHO and all that shit.
But so now you're up against BRICS all by yourself. So it's kind of a, we got our back against the wall. So it's more complicated than I understand. So I can't fucking.
We created that monster.
Right.
You know, with all our sanctions and everything like that. And
yeah.
It turned them to create a parallel economy, and they're thriving. They're doing really well.
Right.
You know, they're going with a gold-backed economy. I think it's like 40% backed by gold.
Right.
And then the rest is government commodities and stuff like that. But you know, that's what we need to be doing.
Right, right. Our money, our dollar is backed by the military and nothing else.
You know, we're, it's going to go to zero eventually.
Right.
And then we're going to, you know, we're going to be left with our dicks in our hands.
I'll tell you what.
It's not ready for it.
Fucking crypto's going up right now. I don't know if you're into that.
Yeah. Crypto's going crazy.
I've been telling people on my show to buy XRP for the past at least 6-8 months, and it has gone.
XRP's a good one.
I got over 200 shares, and it's gone from 50 cents to $1.50. So rumor has it it's supposed to go up to around $13, and
yeah, and there was a lot of talk that was going to be one of the chains they used for U.S. digital currency. Should we go into a digital currency, they might use XRP.
Yeah,
or something like it, like piggybacking XRP. I don't know like so much about crypto to.
I really don't either. I just
watch it go up and down, man.
Yeah.
I buy low and sell high. And I wish that I got into fucking Bitcoin a long, long time ago.
Oh, man, that shit's gone up like $30,000-$40,000 ever since Trump got elected. But there's still a lot of nervous people because, you know, there's Democrats putting clips out about shadow governments and shit, and they're worried that he's going to get assassinated. So yeah. Nobody's really comfortable until he gets into the White House. And then I think it's going to fucking skyrocket, dude.
It's going to skyrocket. It's going to go nuts.
January 20th, that shit is going to go sky high, brother.
I believe the guy that he picked for Treasury... Let me see here. I think the guy he picked for Treasury, I feel like I read that he was, you know, he was a strong proponent for crypto and everything like that, and wasn't like somebody that was going to overregulate it or, you know, go nuts with that. But the only thing is with this dude is he's very likely a Zionist. I'm not going to say that I know that for a fact, but this guy was the chief investment officer for the George Soros Fund Management from 2011 to 2015.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like
during, that was during the time where they bet strong against the British pound, and they did their famous breaking of the Bank of England, earning billions for the firm. So that guy fucking smells like swamp to me, but I don't know what's going on with this whole, cabinet thing, but it's just looking crazy. It's looking weird.
Yeah.
There was so many much better picks that could have went down. Like, I saw that somebody else got Secretary of Agriculture, and it wasn't Massey. But if you look at it, Thomas Massey doesn't take AIPAC money, so he wouldn't really fit in the cabinet. So it makes sense.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man.
But, like, some of these picks are worrisome, but it's like, you know, who makes the final decision in this, in the situation is going to be Trump. And we got to hope that he makes do on a lot of these promises.
Right.
You know,
I don't think he's the savior or anything, but it,
no,
it's a hell of a lot better than what we've been going through the past 4 years. Like,
yeah.
Give us a little breathing room for a few years, and let's see what we can come up with. You know, I, at least they're not cutting kids' dicks off and all that shit. You know what I mean? Come on.
I think that's what we're gonna get. I think we're gonna get a couple years of breathing room, and then we're gonna get a real pinch in the economy, and our dollar's gonna continue to collapse, and we might see it actually fall during his administration.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or they make it happen to leave him with the blame, because it's like it's very close right now.
Yeah.
But if they make the right moves, it doesn't have to happen. You know, all they got to do is go back to a gold standard. You bring the price of gold up. It's not like they don't manipulate prices.
Yeah.
You take us off of a fiat currency. You stop printing money. Get rid of the government waste. Tariff everybody. It's all doable. It's just... Yeah.
And open the pipeline that Biden shut down his first fucking week in office. That'll drop the fucking gas prices.
Look at how much energy we've been sitting on for 4 years.
Right.
Just sitting on it.
Yeah.
Just letting it just fucking sit there and just hang out while we're buying it from other countries.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's their invisible tax.
Yeah. All right, man. I usually only do about an hour, so.
Nah, it's all good, man. Good.
I had a good time. We can
definitely, brother.
We can
do this again
all the time.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Maybe next time we'll get Julio and Tony.
I would definitely like to do that.
Right.
We got to get Tony to come through sometime. Every time we try to get together, something happens. I know last time I couldn't make it, due to like time constraints and everything like that, but definitely got to get all three of us together at the same time.
Right, right.
I think it'll be a good time. But yeah, man, I had a great time, bro. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, tell the listeners about your show, and I hope you guys all go subscribe to them.
Well, listeners, my name is Mr. Meoff. I'm the host of Network Failure Podcast. You can find my show on Spotify, Apple, pretty much all the major podcast things. My Instagram is Network Failure Podcast. I think my Twitter is at Darth Pooh Bear, B-A-R-E. And you know, check out the show. You know, you probably like it. If you don't like it, it's good. It's all good. You know, it's not for everybody, but give it a try. I would appreciate it.
Right.
And thank you for listening. Definitely appreciate you lending me your ear tonight.
Yeah. And then I'm Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast. So for all your listeners, come check us out. We put it out weekly. Talk shit about government overreach, you know, fake news, conspiracies, and we bust each other's balls a little bit. So, yeah, that's about it,
man. Check them out.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I definitely had a great time, man.
Yeah.
Next time, I think I'm going to have you on my show, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all about that.
The invite has been put out. The glove has been laid down.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm off. Usually between Christmas and New Year's, I'm off like a week and a half. So let's set something up. I don't know if you get any time off or not.
Yeah, I get a couple days. I get jerked out of a day or two of pay for the holidays. That's always fun. Day after Christmas, day after New Year's. So, yeah, I'll have some time.
Yeah, we'll set something up, brother.
Definitely. Definitely, without a doubt, brother.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Are those live rounds? Seven, six, 2 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood, banged more quiff, busted more... you numbnuts put together. Now Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
You couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. So to escape from reality. Yeah, I don't need this shit. I am reality.
Now I got no fight. But any man does what he's told. But when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.